Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's get right to your phone calls. Rich from Chantilly, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Rob.
Hi, Guy.
First of all, let me pass on my congratulations to Mike on his successful surgery.
Well, let's not get quite ahead of the game here, okay? Yeah, so far successful. If you felt the old hip today, you might think it was something else. The problem I have, to be honest with you, is I came in ready to play today, and we just had every technical issue known to mankind, so you'll bear with me. I'm going to be a little pissed off for about the first 10 minutes of the show, but it'll all work itself out, but I'm not going to direct it at you, Rich. I already let the people know who needed to know. So how are you? What can we do for you today?
Well, I am very good, but I do have a complaint about the show.
Well, lay it on us. I'd love to hear
good timing.
Well, you've been doing Wide Open Wednesday now for almost a year.
Yeah.
And Amy from Ireland has not called in.
That's the lady. I remember who you're talking about. That's the lady from Belfast.
Yes.
That is lovely, and she got married, and she called us. And it was like one of our first international calls. I haven't heard from her either. I hope she's still listening.
But I would love for her to call in because she has a beautiful voice.
All right, so
with the heavy breathing,
doggy.
Yeah, the heavy yes, breathing and the scraping of the phone, that call makes me uneasy.
Very interesting. Sam from Canton, Ohio, home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. How are you, Sam?
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Oh, God. Sam, you played a lot of football. I know you had a lot of football injuries. You know how to play in pain, don't you, my friend?
All the time, Mike, but I'm calling. I got a bone to pick with Dan O'Brien.
Oh,
Dan O'Brien, for some reason, an intern that has become overly spotlighted on the Mike O'Mara Show. What is your bone to pick with Dan O'Brien,
Sam? Yeah, I agree, Mike. That is no linebacker build. I'm a linebacker.
Yeah.
He ain't got no linebacker build.
Yeah, he declared last week that he had the build of a linebacker.
He ain't got no linebacker build, if you're keeping track of
it. Has he ever even played in the Super Bowl, Mike?
You know what? You're absolutely right, Sam. You know what? We're going to smack him right in the mouth just for just for S's and giggles. That's what we're going to do. Let's go to Central Portugal.
What?
I would have been satisfied with the entire country. It's a big deal for me, but Portugal, let's say hi to George from Central Portugal. Hello, my European friend.
Good morning, everyone there.
Should it not be Jorge?
Different language.
It would be if it was Spanish.
Okay.
And I'm actually from America. I was born in the U.S.
Wonderful. Exciting.
My parents are the epitome of the American dream. Both came over as immigrants.
And we've had such controversy.
To enjoy his little town.
We've had such controversy over immigrants, and, you're living proof. But what are you doing back in the native land? Are you vacationing?
He demanded I come back and handle things since I'm the oldest, and how things are done in Portugal. The oldest makes all the decisions, so I had to come back and handle paperwork, even though I'm disabled and my wife is terminally ill, and we didn't have
my God, I had to scramble
and get things taken care of.
Sorry, I'm playing the sad violin for you. Hold on. So wait, your papa calls you back to Portugal to make some family business decisions, and it's an effort for you because you are disabled and you are dealing with a spouse who is very ill right now, and you sound like you went back to your native land grudgingly.
I wanted to come back. I worry about my wife. You guys might remember me. I'm the fat idiot that had the wife in the wheelchair at the event.
Okay. All right. I get it. Well, how are things working out for you in Portugal?
How's the
before
weather?
Before we hear any more of this sad sack story. How are you doing, sir?
Yeah. I'm doing well. It's been very beautiful. Right now I'm watching clouds pass over the hills.
That's Nessie. We'll end on that
little
one.
Little small town.
Well, George, we love you, and we love you calling in from Portugal. You know, we love our international phone calls, and best of luck to you, your wife, and your papa and everybody. And give us a call when you get back to the States, okay, my friend?
I will. I'm going to keep listening. You guys helped me when I was having a panic attack on the airplane.
Thank you very much. Wow. Okay, that's enough. That's all I can stand.
Gets better, doesn't it? Better
that's
and better.
It. Just there was no getting out of that phone call nicely. It is Wide Open Wednesday.
And Mike, his toast was burned this morning.
Oh, my God.
Lousy
Here's our
breakfast.
Phone number, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We are delighted to have you with us. Let's go to Ocean City, Maryland, and home of our wonderful station down there, The Wave, and 97.1 The Wave. And let's go to Tom and Ocean City. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Well, good morning, Mike. And by coincidence, I happen to be on 97.1 The Wave. I am Tom, the morning guy.
So. Oh, it's Tom from The Wave.
Tom Schultz, the morning guy.
Hi, guys.
The morning guy, Tom Schultz. How are you, Tommy?
Very good, Mike. How are you doing? Welcome back. It's so great to have you back.
I suck, Tom. I suck with a capital S. It wouldn't matter to me if I was doing this show in a chaise lounge, looking at all the bikini-clad babes on the beach, even though it's been 50 degrees lately. I will tell you, it's I'm struggling, to be perfectly honest with you. And I'm struggling because, you know, I'm working with the I Don't Care crew today. So that's you have to understand that. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. A lot of yelling, a lot of bad attitude on my end, and I gotta fight through it, Tom. That's the way I do it. Robin Pony don't like to come to work when Oscar's not here because they just don't like to come to work, period.
I don't like to come to work when Oscar is here.
I understand that. But, you know, someday I hold out hope, Tom. I hold out hope that someday I will be propped up. But but that day is not today. And we're delighted to be on Ocean City. And to what do we owe this wonderful phone call?
Well, two things. I want to give you a word of encouragement. My father actually had both of his hips replaced at one time, and he died.
God bless him.
He lived to be the great age of 86 years old. He just passed away a couple years ago. So it will take some time, but you'll be fine.
Well, now I'm actually going to write a number on a calendar and plan on that 86. You know, I was watching. I was actually watching Family Feud. That'll come to the forefront later on in the show. The television habits that I've developed during my convalescence, and I will tell you that that number was an actual question. In a Family Feud game, you know, what do most people say they want to live to? And they actually, one of the guys said 80 in Fast Money.
Wow.
And the fact was 80 was mocked because, you know, a lot of people say, no, I want to do better than that. You know, and 86, I think 86 would be okay. I think 96 would be better, though, Tom. That's
86
what I'd like.
Is when you want to book your trip to Portugal.
That's right, yes, and have a panic attack on the airplane. But Tom, we love The Wave, and how is the Rob Spiewak Show doing?
Well, I wanted to tell you happy anniversary too, because it's just been over one year since you came on to our station, just around Memorial Day last year.
Hey, look at that! So, and they said it wouldn't last.
Anniversary,
bravo,
and
bravo.
We've actually secured you a sponsor for the summertime, Mickey Finn's Restaurant and Dock Bar. They're going to be sponsoring your program through the entire summer.
Okay, well, let me tell you how I'd like that to work.
Okay.
I know that brings in some prized revenue for the radio station, but if someone could see it in their heart to take some of that, is it Nikki or Mickey Finn's?
Yeah, Mickey, like a Mickey Mouse. Mickey Finn.
Okay, like a Mickey Finn, like you would get a Mickey Finn. Right. If somebody could slip me, a brown paper bag with, some of the proceeds from maybe one of Mickey Finn's fine Saturday nights, just drop it off on the doorstep of the radio station. Every little bit helps. I would appreciate that, okay?
But back to your previous question about Rob Spiewak program. Now, that's been the blight of my our arrangement that now that I have the Rob Spiewak program on the radio here. But he's actually security sponsor, too, for the summertime. So the
Has he really?
So, yeah. So people actually really do love that program. I can't figure out what it is about it. But
I can't either. I have no idea why.
They write notes to me all the time, and I forward them to Rob, and I'm just shaking my head the whole time. I'm like,
Rob, do you know what this sponsor is by any chance?
This is. Will you help me out? I know I have the email at home. I don't recall it.
No. Then we don't mention it. Then we don't mention it because he doesn't give a rat's ass. So we don't mention it because if he cared, he would mention it. But he doesn't know. He said, "I've got the email at home, but I really didn't pay attention to it." So we don't mention that. But I'd like to say to Mickey Finn's, fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show, I love you, Mickey Finn's, and when you're in Ocean City this summer and you're looking to really tie one on, don't drink till you puke. And for God's sakes, don't do the Tiger Wood thing of mixing prescription medications.
No.
But by all means, head on over to Mickey Finn's, where I understand, and I might be speaking out of school here, I understand the wings are fantastic at Mickey Finn's. Am I being steered in the wrong direction there, or are the wings fantastic?
No, the wings are fabulous. It's a great place. The seafood's great. It's right in the Marina District. You can watch the sunset there. It's a beautiful place. It's awesome.
Wow.
Tom, you're killing it.
Enjoy lunch and dinner, man.
You're always killing selling. It. Always Tom, let me ask here. You. Always selling. I love it. Tom, let me ask you, when is the next remote you have? Are you going to be out on the board somewhere this particular weekend? It's an Ocean City radio station. That's what you do.
Yes.
I did a lot of that last weekend. My next remote is actually in the little town of Del Mar. I'm going to be doing their little annual park in the festival in the park thing this Saturday. But
okay. All right. I love it.
Lots of good wave giveaways.
Oh, yeah, with T-shirts, galores, and can koozies, and keychains, all kinds of great stuff.
I love the way. Look, Tom, can I say something seriously, though, because it's right through you, up through your general manager, your program director, all the way up to the guy that runs the whole thing, Jeff Bowden, who I said hello to a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
I cannot believe that the way this developed, what a wonder that the year has gone by. I'm stunned that it's been that quick. And secondly, I just, we love being on 97.1 The Wave. And I urge everybody listening to my voice in the D.C. area, if you're heading down to Ocean City, to check us out there. And Rob's got a Saturday morning show down there. We've really become very close to you guys down there, and we love being on the Wave, and we hope we're there for a good long time. It's great to have that affiliate, and we're looking to use it as a springboard. So far, the sound of the springboard is like this.
Yeah, no doing. They're not.
No doing. It's not even springing.
It's definitely a low dive. We're not up to the high dive yet.
Absolutely. But thanks for calling in, Tom. And Tom, you're on the morning. What time there? Every single morning, Monday through Friday. Give your plug for your show.
5:30 till 10. We blow the conch at 5:45 to welcome the day.
Tom, call us anytime. That was a great call, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Right, take care. Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. That was good. That's good. He's gotten better.
He has.
He's gotten better. He really has. And I know you're waiting for him to die, Rob, but I mean, he's, I think.
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't want him to die. No one can blow the conch like him.
I'm relieved, though, that your level of ambivalence towards the business side of radio actually, it actually bleeds into your regular show on Ocean City as well. You don't care about your sponsors
now,
there.
Now, that is
either,
not fair.
Right?
That's not fair. That's not fair at all. Well, I spoke to Tom over the weekend about the fact that he'd secured a sponsor, and I said, that's fantastic. Right. He sent me the information yesterday, and I'll weave it into my show, but I don't have the liner card in front of me.
Okay. Can you explain to the listeners, please? Rob, I'm going to ask you to explain.
Of course.
My frustration with coming into the studio today. Maybe you could do it for me.
I shall.
Because sometimes I don't like to be the chief bitcher in charge.
No, okay? I understand.
This is the way I will start this discussion. Every morning at about a half an hour before we tape, Rob Spiewak sends out a text, automatic text, that says, everything's up and running, everything's good to go. Because we were having so many start of show issues that we felt it necessary for both you and Pony to get in there at an appointed time to do basically a sound check and an equipment check and a line check for everything. And then you send it out and we usually click in and go. Today, that was not the case.
Well, today we had a few things working against us. One thing is that the Chinese hackers were very, very, very active on the line that connects us with you. So
I have to stop you right there and say, really, Chinese hackers?
Well, it's usually Chinese. It could be Russians. It could be people in Albania. It could be people anywhere.
But we always call them the Chinese hackers.
Yeah.
Really? Like Chinese hackers interfering with our communication?
Yeah, it's the equivalent of a busy signal. They get in and they try to connect. And I don't think they're trying to do a radio show. They're just trying to access our information.
It's a bot that's trying to connect to computers all over the internet at random. And it connects to our zip unit and tries to exploit vulnerabilities, and if it doesn't work, then it just hangs up and goes to the next person.
So that was unfortunate. And then we had
now there's no way of checking that before I come on.
No, because it happens every 5 to
It was happening about every 2 minutes today. It was just clicking, and we see them connect, and we disconnect as fast as we can, but it's like a busy signal. And so it was hard to stay ahead of it. Then we had the unfortunate incident of your network was fine at 8:30, but it got itself confused, so it required a reset on down there.
What about when I finally logged in, and the sound I heard was da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da? Okay. How about that? Because I heard Pony bitching about rewiring.
Okay, so yesterday there was a program recorded in here, and the people doing the recording left the Skype wired up.
Misconfigured.
Yeah, and this is something we've never had to deal with before.
Never been an issue in the past. It certainly won't be an issue again, because we'll check it every morning. Yeah. But in the, you know, it's it
well,
killed
the little
me.
Details technically are they killed me today. You know that, right? They killed
I totally
me.
Get it's that.
I would give my own. Give my own left arm to make it not be that way. I don't want it to be that way for you.
I'd love to see that, though. That would be fun.
What, my left arm?
Yeah, you know, really just see you do that and take it. Oh, God. Oh, God. Spiewak, you'll never do that again. Now, did you guys kill Wide Open Wednesday while I was in the hospital? Is that what happened? I mean, because
no, not at all.
We have had, count them, four. Well, look at the, are you looking at the computer screen?
Hey, there's one right now.
You are lucky. You little effer. Bloom, you conjuring little effer.
I wouldn't
He's
even,
a
I
conjuring
wouldn't,
slime ball.
I wouldn't be
I
that ballsy myself. That was
oh
a real dick
God.
Move.
Look at him now. No, there is one more call that, who's taking, is it Adam on the phones
it's Adam.
Today?
Adam, and he had a pep talk this morning. Zero shtick. There'll be zero shtick as he screens calls.
Very good. Waiting for the call to be identified and sent through to me. Let's go to... I'm waiting for him to be put on hold.
Put him on hold, Adam!
Jesus. Hey, okay. The pep talk worked. Absolutely. Rob, wouldn't you say it was an overwhelming success? From call to getting it was probably 60 seconds, was it not?
It was. And the pep talk had nothing to do with speed. I don't know that you can pep talk speed into somebody. It had to do with less shtick.
Jesus, I swear to God. I might have to do a month up there, boys. Let's go to Preston from York, Pennsylvania. Hello, Preston.
Good morning, Mike and crew. How are you guys doing?
Great. I suck. I suck, Preston. I'll be honest with you. I suck with a capital S today. It's like paddling through oatmeal doing this show today. What's been thrown in my path today, I'm trying, but Preston, you're going to save the day. Go ahead.
Definitely. And like I said, I guess I missed out on the first part of the show because I just got done getting my impression done because I'm getting a final crown on my front tooth in 2 weeks.
What's
from
going on? What's going on here? Did you turn this into the shut-in hour when we?
I
was gone?
No idea.
Did you encourage because I was in the hospital to get people with every known malady
Far
to mankind?
From it.
What
Far
happened?
From it.
We had Wide Open Wednesday, which was singing, which was humming, which was jumping. I was on it for Christ's sake a week ago. I was talking to you on Wide Open Wednesday, and now it's just like I've got an impression. You, dude, you're calling my show to talk about getting an impression on your crown?
Well, I mean, like I said, I listened to you. Here's the thing, because I've been following you guys ever since 2008. I used to live
Thank
in
you.
Johnstown, PA.
Thank
I used
you.
To live in Johnstown, PA, and
Thank you.
We did a, you're okay. welcome. And we did have a station called The Edge that carried you guys, but ever since that station got sold and, you know, all those other
all right.
things, but...
Preston, I can I tell you something, Preston? I was ranting because that's what I do, but I will tell you, I cannot tell you how happy I am to have you listening and supporting on Wide Open Wednesday, the Mike O'Mara Show, and calling in. Is this a same-day crown, or are you going to have to wait a week for the impression and the manufacture and then the $1,000 crown to be completed?
Today... They got the impression done. They're going to send it back to the lab. Luckily, I don't have to worry about paying for it.
That's wonderful.
That is lucky.
That's wonderful, Preston. I hope that, can you mention what tooth it's on? Is it on one of your back molars? That's a fitting place to leave right there. That's great. Okay, it's Wide Open Wednesday. We will
call us with your maladies.
To take your calls, even though they've tried to kill it, we're going to try to resurrect it. And I've got more to talk about today, including we have to cover Kathy Griffin. Because you know what? When someone is stupid and everybody agrees, then it's fun to pile on. And we're going to pile on just like everybody else. We will take a break, come back with more. You are listening to Wide Open Wednesday on The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm your number one fan. There is nothing to worry about. You're going to be just fine. I'll take good care of you. I'm your number one fan.
Where? We're just outside Silver Creek.
How long?
You've been here 2 days. You're gonna be okay. My name is Annie Wilkes.
My number one fan.
Yes, that's right. I'm also a nurse. Here, take these.
It's two of the letters of my favorite nurse's name, Annie.
You fooler. Did I do good?
You did great. There is just one little thing. I can't work on this paper. See, it's crassable bond and it smudges. So I thought maybe if you went back into town, you could bring me some white long grain Mimeo. Annie, what's the matter?
What's the matter? I'll tell you what's the matter. I go out of my way for you. I do everything to try and make you happy. I feed you, I clean you, I dress you, and what thanks do I get? Oh, you bought the wrong paper, Annie. I can't write on this paper, Annie. Well, I'll get your stupid paper, but you just better start showing me a little more appreciation around here, Mr. Man.
Oh, yeah. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is our show. Whoa. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know.
In the
we are on the air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888, especially today, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and our show today brought to you by Harry's. Father's Day's coming up, and it's truly the time of the year to let Dad know how special he is. Here's no better way, in my opinion, than to give Dad the gift of Harry's. Harry's is the perfect Father's Day gift. It feels special, but it's also practical. Plus, it's meaningful. Your dad probably taught you how to shave way back in the day. As a matter of fact, this year, Harry sent us each 2 shaving sets, one to keep and one to gift. And I kept both of them.
But looky here, Mike. Look how gorgeous this thing is. I brought it in and the guys were fawning over it today.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
The Harry's shave will be great. It always is, but these gift sets look like $1 million. The best part, shave sets start at just $15. You cannot beat this prize. This is fantastic. Not to mention $5 off when you go to harrys.com/TMOS to get your razor handle moisturizing shave gel and 3 of Harry's 5-blade precision engineered razors. Harry's limited edition Father's Day shave set comes with a storm gray razor handle, chrome razor stand, foaming shave gel, 3 replacement blades, and a travel cover. Plus, it comes in a sleek, giftable box with the option to add custom engraving and a personalized card for free. Go to harrys.com/TMOS right now to redeem a special offer for fans of the show. Harry's will give you $5 off one of their shave sets. It's for a limited time only, so act now. That's harrys.com/TMOS. Get $5 off and help support our show, and we thank you.
I love the razor stand. It is like a little chrome cube that you put on your sink, and it's got a place where you can keep your razor. It's fantastic.
Let's go to Wide Open Wednesday and Jeb from California. Jeb, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, gang. How's it going?
Hey. Going great. How are you, Jeb?
Well, I mean, they woke me up from a medically induced coma just to be able to call you guys for the show.
Oh, great.
You're poking fun at the medical maladies that are on the show today.
Absolutely.
What part of California are you calling from, Jeb?
Oh, California, Maryland, just south of Hollywood, Maryland.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's right. I see that on the screen. I didn't read that. I just saw California, Maryland. And what can we do for you today?
Not much. Just wanted to call in and bust you guys a little bit and say welcome back. We're glad to have you back on the show.
It was the medical misfits, you know, first four calls of the show.
It was.
Like everybody was talking about a malady. I hope we're healthier for the rest of the program, but we will be because, frankly, Jeb, the Wide Open Wednesday feature has to be rebuilt again. After all my efforts, we have to rebuild it and build it from scratch. That's the way we have to do it. It kills me sometimes when we get our daily sponsor lineup. And there'll be a day where I slide in here and I've got a hairy spot and I haven't shaved that morning and
right.
It kills me. That's just my little obsessive compulsive element of my personality. Today, the fact that we led with a Harry's commercial was crazy for another reason.
Why?
Now, my routine now with the my current situation is that I shower at night and I shave at night. And so I can just do my show prep and, you know, waddle myself in here to do the show every single day. And
how is the showering process? Do you have to keep the wound dry? Are there
any special? You got to put a little tape. You tape it up and you dry it and then you air dry it. And then
okay.
You put another little bandage on it. But and you try not to look at it because it is
yeah.
the most god-awful, heinous thing to look at. I mean, bruising from all the way up here, all the way down there.
Mm.
But that's not the gist of it. Everything slowly but surely is going well. Everything is like seeming to improve every single day, and you know, I'm just getting more mobile. Even coming into the studio today, I'm starting to move a little bit better. And I was telling the guys right before the show how easy it is. But the fact is, if the slightest little additional thing goes askew, it can be very, very frustrating. And so this is just to even with the finest American blades. Or German-engineered razor blades, or finest shaving products.
Right.
This is a little tip for individuals that may be coming off an opiate high, as I was yesterday, and also chock-a-block full of blood thinners. When one does that, one should be extra, triple, double probation careful.
Yes.
To shave correctly.
Huh.
You know what's amazing is that your microphone perfectly blocks that Band-Aid on your normal shot.
This is my Paw Patrol Band-Aid that I stole from my son.
Oh, you're in that stage where you don't have any normal Band-Aids in the house. They all have characters on them.
I have plenty. This was just, I wanted something small and nondescript so I would not burden the listeners with what is the equivalent of I carved my face.
Oh, we got a bleeder.
I carved this was not a nick. This was something where I do up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. And then to finish the shave, I go sideways, 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 sideways. And it's usually, I'm not lying when I talk about how I love Harry's, but it wouldn't have mattered the razor. This was a question of me looking the other way, being a little oxied up.
Oh.
And I felt the equivalent of, If you were casting off the Santa Monica Pier to get a yellowfin tuna, and as you hurled your hook forward, it caught on the wooden decking. That would be the sensation that I experienced with this.
You know what the worst thing when you cut yourself shaving is when you feel it not on your face. But you feel it in your razor hand.
Yeah.
Because you feel it like hangs up on, am I right? Yeah, like hangs up on something, and then you pause. And you wait to see the cascading red.
This was not the kind of mistake that was just an average making a mistake while shaving. This was just sloppy razor work with me that resulted in a section of my
face
being removed. And now the simple nick. Which I never experienced. I swear to God, I never do.
Right.
My cousin Teddy, who also has the same proclivity for all things health-wise that I do, that's been on these blood thinner things, he said, you shave with a real razor? And I said, yeah, and I never thought twice about it. And I found out yesterday, it was, it was really bring in the fight guys. You know, I needed the guy in Rocky's corner.
Oh, the cut guy.
You know, we need a cut guy to come in there and, with tissue paper.
We've lost Burgess Meredith, Mike. You're on your own.
Tissues graduated to toilet paper.
Yeah.
Graduated to, my wife has these
lovely decorative hand towels that that are made of paper that she uses. We graduated that, and then I finally just really packed it in and wet a towel,
terry cloth,
and just applied extreme pressure. And the good thing was, in 45 minutes or so, the bleeding had finally stopped. Until I removed the Band-Aid this morning, and it began again. It was just it's just those little things you don't need to go wrong. I added it to the list, but I'm here to say everything's fantastic. Everything's A-okay. Everything's doing well. But you just don't want to have anything upset the apple cart when you're, you know, trying to go in here and do what you have to do.
Do you have what is known as the styptic pencil?
No, I don't even have one of those. I have so rarely cut myself that way.
I have one.
While shaving.
The problem is that I will occasionally nick myself on the back of my head when I'm shaving my head, which is tough because not only is it a good bleeding spot, but you can't see it.
It is the nastiest. Yeah. In my opinion, fully clothed, I think we can all agree that it is the nastiest part of your body.
There is a
seam in there where like hair grows.
Yes.
You don't like, is there a way that you could like take your scalp and sort of pull your scalp up to expose
maybe
that part of your body?
Maybe in about 30 pounds I could.
Could you turn towards the camera to show
everybody? No, we don't want that.
The back of your head.
I don't think we want that. I don't think anybody wants that.
Come on. I mean, the show demands.
Because there might be a cut right now.
Oh, no. Okay.
Anything? Is there something funny?
I can't really see from my vantage.
Oh, there is. Yeah. There is. And it also looks like a face with a clown nose.
Okay, shut up. That's enough from you. But you know what? The worst thing is that I'd rise much before anyone else in my home. Yeah. So when I cut, what I need is a set of eyes. I need someone to help me back there to know what's going on. And I mean, I've tried like using a hand mirror behind my head, way to do it.
Now you're going to make me throw up in my mouth.
I don't want you to do that.
Let's go to Mario from Orlando. Hello, Mario. How are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Pardon me?
Oh, sorry. Do we have a bad connection?
No, it just sounded like, I'll be honest with you, Mario. I said, well, let's go to Mario from Orlando. And when I did that, I heard,
That's what I heard
you say.
Sorry, it's a new language I invented. I hope you guys enjoy it. The reason I'm calling is just to say thank you guys so much for the show. I've been listening for about 6 years now since I graduated high school. It's still insane to even say that I graduated high school 6 years ago, but I listened to you guys all through college, and now I'm beginning graduate school with you guys on my side, so I really, really appreciate everything you guys do.
I think it sounds insane that you're in graduate school and you talk like that.
That's wonderful. I was going to be nice to him, Rob. We appreciate that, Mario. And are you a lifelong resident of the Orlando? Are you a Floridian like me?
I am a native Orlandian. I actually went down to the Boca Raton, Florida for 5 years at Florida Atlantic University.
That's a different kind of environment down there when you go from the mid part of the state down to the East Coast, which is it's kind of intense. But Orlando has turned into pretty much of an urban mecca too. That traffic, and you've got all that
self-contained too, right? Because of all the business and industry of theme parkery, big theme park is there.
It's an absolute nightmare right now.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come down to the southwestern part of the state, where all you have to worry about is senior citizens and Italian restaurants. You should just come down here and enjoy it. But hey, good luck with your graduate program, and keep listening and spread the word from us in the great state of Florida. And hey, check out that new water park they just built, huh?
I'm 10 minutes away from it.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Thank you very much. That's Mario from Orlando. Let's take a break right now. When we come back, we'll jump on the story that everybody's talking about. Oh, my God. I hate to do this because I don't like to be trite, but you can't ignore this. If you haven't been living in a box, you'll know that Kathy Griffin did something stupid. We'll talk about it and analyze it next on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is a random listener, and I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak's bag. Rob loves a lot of things, but what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag week after week with wonderful messages. Would you be a sweetie and drop Rob a message for his bag? Send it right along to rob@mikeomarashow.com. Don't forget the two B's. Then every Wednesday, who knows, Rob might reach into his bag and pluck out a message from Y-O-U. Please, help Rob with his bag.
Thank you.
Drinking a lot tonight.
Okay, thank you. That's right. All right, too long.
Creepy.
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint, the place for any custom products, and they are all about supporting small business owners. Whatever you need, postcards, banners, flyers, apparel, Vistaprint can make it happen. But this one Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. It's easy to make your own design or use an awesome template. 100% user-friendly. We've all made cards at Vistaprint. Rob's got another one that was sent in by a listener.
This is so great. I know you and I love talking about food, and there's so many great food blogs on the internet. This one is called Hungry Enough to Eat Six, a food blog. It was created by Nancy Mock, but I love the way the card looks. It almost looks like a picnic basket.
Oh.
So it is very simple, very clean, good design, and spreads the word. It's hungryenoughtoeatsix.com. Thank you, Nancy Mock, for sending this card along.
Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Be like all of us and create your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the deal. 500 business cards for just $9.99. Think about that. That is a deal. You need a business card. Everybody needs
Do
a
it.
Business card. Get it done today. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com. Use TMOS. Don't wait. Order yours today. So, you know, I'm cruising the internet, and
right.
This thing exploded yesterday.
Yep.
Kathy Griffin decides that she is going to post a video or kind of like a still, an Instagram from a photo shoot she did. And in the photo shoot, she has this model mannequin head dummy of Donald Trump, like he's been beheaded.
Lots of blood.
Lots of blood, and she's holding it up by the hair. And I think there is no reasonable person around the world that didn't immediately go. I'll tell you how my reaction when I see something like that, and I think I'm like a lot of people from the left, where I look at that and I go, okay. You're doing your love because of your ridiculously insane ego or desperation or just plain stupidity. You are giving now the people that you are railing against with your little protest photo shoot all the material they need to continue to ring the bell of persecution that
yep.
they've been doing forever. And I look at that, and this is where you look at somebody like this, and I line up on this side, and no matter who it is, you can talk about all the things you don't like about the person that's in office at the particular time, but when it comes right down to it, you know, we have had Americans and Europeans and people internationally that have had their heads chopped off on video, and it's used by our enemies, and it's the most, if anybody has had the misfortune to log through any of those, I have seen one of them. I have never seen another one afterwards because I didn't choose to watch it again. But when you've seen this, the level of her insensitivity is stunning.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody knows that when it comes to Hollywood and media, right now, Trump is a target. I mean, it's
sure.
easy pickings. And, you know, Trump did it again last night with his tweet where he looks like he tweeted while he was falling asleep and he wrote the gibberish letters afterwards. But this to me is just, I think for one day, when you look at this, you want to talk about somebody being an idiot and unifying America. We can all be unified in the fact that this was a dumbass, stupid, desperate ploy for attention from a hack comedian.
Yeah.
And it really worked. And by the way, I think Kathy Griffin, you know, for a period of time, I think she does a great stand-up. I think she's a funny, funny lady.
Yeah.
I cannot stand her. On New Year's Eve. I don't think she's funny on New Year's Eve. I think she's manic, and somehow they manufactured this alleged chemistry with her and Anderson Cooper.
I love that you say alleged chemistry because I think that's true. I don't think they have a chemistry.
All they have
is, all it is she makes Anderson uncomfortable, and that's not chemistry.
That's it. That's the bit. And the thing is, it'll be really interesting because apparently the word from CNN is they are evaluating New Year's Eve now. It'll be interesting to see. I think, I'll throw that out to you, Rob. I mean, I think perhaps, maybe a fireable offense.
People have gotten
fired for a lot less.
I don't know that it's a firing if it's just not bringing her back. I mean,
no,
I don't know that she has a contract.
She's not a regular employee.
I see her, she's doomed because she's really, She hasn't advanced any in the last 5 years. And I can see that as probably being frustrating for her as an entertainer to take perhaps a step back over 5 years and thinking that this horrible incident might at least put her back into the public eye. Well, good news, Kathy, everyone's talking about you. But bad news is that you're never really going to work again. And it all comes down
I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't go that far. I will say
don't
that.
Don't you think she's taken a big step backwards, though?
Oh, absolutely. I think, but they all have shelf lives. They all, yeah. And she, you know, she did get ahead of the apology rapidly, which you have to do in this
situation.
Do you want
to hear the apology? I actually have it.
Let's play the apology from Kathy Griffin for posting a picture of Donald Trump, you know, a fake picture of Donald Trump's beheading. You know, ridiculous. Just disgusting. It's horrible.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Kathy Griffin. I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I crossed the line. I moved the line. Then I cross it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I asked your forgiveness, taking down the image. Going to ask the photographer to take down the image. And I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake and I was wrong.
Sounds manufactured almost before the fact to me.
Well, no, but I mean, it is what it is. And that's it. I mean, you have to hit it. From her, you know, she got advice from someone or she did it on her own. And she did that. You have no other option.
Right.
You have no other option than to do that. So that part is over. That part is done. She's not lingering and waiting for this to happen. But I think in her mind, and Pony, I'll ask you about this because you're a big old lefty. Do you think in her mind she says this'll get, you know, from my very left wing audience and my esoteric audience, this'll really endear me to them. This'll really get a great. Do you think that's what's going through her mind? I mean, or is it just, I don't know, just I can't get inside her head. There's nothing that I understand about why she did this.
I think maybe that's what's going on here. And there are times when you see some of the things that he says and does where you just get so over the top pissed off about it that you might think of doing a bit like this, but A, you don't follow through with it, and B, you just don't joke about assassinating a sitting president.
I think, you know, that's a part I didn't mention. You're absolutely right.
That's never
a joke. The assassination element, too. I mean, it is. It's a sitting United States president. And the fact that, you know, what is ISIS? What created the ISIS image in all of our minds? Those horrible
beheadings. Mm-hmm.
Horrible beheadings that started this, and then going
she's
on.
She's using a light form of terrorism by doing this. It's exactly what she's doing. And I think, Pony, all respect, I think you're totally off base. Mm. I think she's smart. She is smart because we've seen her write. We've seen her do stand-up. You can't do that if you're dumb.
That's true.
And if she's smart, she had to know
yes,
this
can.
Was wrong.
Dane Cook.
Okay, well, he's a dummy. He's a stain. But I do believe in my heart of hearts that Kathy Griffin is smart. And she had to play this three steps ahead and know she was going to get this backlash. Mm-hmm. But I question her not being able to realize it was going to be this negative. I know she expected an uproar.
Definitely.
But I don't know how someone who is ostensibly smart could not see it as a disastrous play for attention.
Well, she didn't see it coming, and that means she's dumb. Let's go to Pete from York, Pennsylvania. Pete, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
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 Hey, a couple of weeks ago, Oscar said something that I thought was the funniest thing since he thought that third base coaches taught people how to play third base.
Was that when I was in the hospital, Pete? Because I would have remembered that one. He really said
that was a few years ago when you were talking about who was the worst sports fan on the show, and Oscar thought a third base coach taught people how to play third base.
That is a valid question between you and Oscar, Rob. Who do you think is? I mean, really, if it was really like, if you guys had to go on like a sports trivia show, who do you think is the worst?
As far as trivia, I might beat him just because of the way my mind works and the way I glom onto certain facts. Mm. But as far as being a sports fan, he's probably a better sports fan than I am.
Like he's gone to more events.
Yeah, he's gone to
more,
and he understands. And he plays soccer, which I don't think is a real sport.
Okay, but before we get sidetracked, a couple weeks ago, Oscar said that when he was in high school, he would sneak out to go drinking or to parties, and he would slip the cordless phone into his pocket in case his mom called down to the basement while he was gone. And I wonder if to this day he realizes the flaw in that plan of a cordless phone and you leave home. I mean, once you get 20 feet away from your house, how is your mom going to call you on the cordless
phone? Well, I heard him when he said that, yeah. And I will tell you, I think it was just covering his ass during the actual escape. I don't think he thought that, you know, he'd be going down to Adam. I don't think he would thought he'd go down to Adams Morgan and that, you know, Mamacita would be giving him a call. And he'd be
able to he said that she, in case she called down there while he was gone, he had that cordless phone in his pocket.
And also,
all right, Pete, hold on, wait. Let me just tell you, Pete, this is what I want you to do. I want you to call next week on Wide Open Wednesday when Oscar's back in studio. And let's just find out really how dumb Oscar is.
He wasn't there today.
No. No, he's on a dumb vacation. He's on a dumb vacation right now. But let's find out. Call back in a week and because direct these questions to. I would love to hear Oscar answer this, and I would love you to answer, you know, ask the same question. So call back and let us know. I'd like to know.
I will check back in. Thank you, guys. Have
Thank
a great
you. Thanks, Pete. Thanks
and also, in this day before, and this was before cellular phones, how would his mom call a phone that was already hooked up in the house?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So Rob has identified something. See that? And Pony mentions it too, because now you bring up something that we all know.
What's that?
It's Oscar plays fast and loose with the facts. There
yes.
You are, right?
Yeah. That's
it. That's the way that works.
Yeah. Mamacita.
Do we have time? Yeah, let's do this before we go to break.
Okay.
I want to tell you my TV habits. I mentioned that a couple of times.
I am so thrilled about this.
Maybe it's because he's had all the controversy that behind the scenes, he's a bit of a dick. But we have been logging. Mrs. O'Mara got me into this more than I did. We have been logging a tremendous amount of time with the Family Feud.
Great and, show. Great
the Family
show.
Feud, which is, it is, you know, if you'd watched as many as I had, you'd maybe, yeah, okay.
Well, let me rephrase it. As yes. far as game shows go, it has one of the most perfect game show constructions that exists.
Right.
It is just
true.
Perfect.
And he is the right man for the job. I mean, he combines...
He's good.
He combines the folksiness and the lovability of Richard Dawson with the comedy of Richard Dawson. He is the bet. There are only two hosts that will ever be, in my opinion, at the top of the food chain when it comes to that show, and that's Richard Dawson and Steve Harvey.
Not Louis Anderson.
No, not Louis Anderson, who was horrible at it. Louis Anderson is the Drew Carey of the Family.
You're group, exactly though, right. What he belongs in drag on the show Baskets.
Oh, by the way, and I look, when you're out of a hospital room and you're sitting there and you're a prisoner in your own home, you watch game shows,
yes.
Because you get bored with watching CNN or the crap offerings on cable TV. The fact is, the Drew Carey, I go back and I look at that. The Drew Carey Price is Right is just abysmal. I've never seen a guy. I've never seen a guy phone it in like he phones it in. He's the luckiest man in the world.
And you know what? It's almost like they try to kill the show, but the games themselves still elevate it at times.
Yeah.
But he's so bad. He's so bad at it.
It's
wish
terrible.
It was better. But about the Family Feud, it's on a lot in our house, and I'll tell you why. Is when Carrie puts on the judge shows to fall asleep, I come up to the family room, and it's still on Channel 50. So they run an hour of Family Feud. So a lot of times, just based on the fact that she hasn't changed the channel, it's on, and it's a hard show to turn off, you have to admit.
Well, it is, you know, it's funny because there's so many little nuances. You immediately, what you find when you become a chronic watcher, and that's what I call it, a chronic watcher of Family Feud, you become a connoisseur of the families that you want to stay and the families that you want to go.
Yes.
And and what it is, it's a combination of telegenicness.
Yes.
Where these families, if there's the family that comes in where they're easy on the eye, you want that family to stick around. I think that Carl and I have pretty much summed up the fact that each and every episode of the Family Feud, not every single one, but almost all of them, is a race war.
Yes.
Every single thing where you've got the, you know, please welcome the white family. And now here comes the black family.
And that is a new element that did not exist in the days of Dawson.
Yeah, and I have not observed any appreciable favoritism whatsoever. I believe that that entire program is based on merit. I could be wrong, but it seems to me that you get about as many W's in the Caucasian family win column as you do the African American family. And hi, little Boots. How you doing? Hi. How's it going?
Is that, you know, cat? What's funny? That
he's talking,
I call
to
him,
his shoes.
I call him Little Boots, and because he wears fire boots all the time.
Okay.
And I realized that's what Caligula is called by Peter O'Toole in the movie.
Okay, then let's stay away from that.
A normal thing to call my kids, and I've got to get out of that habit.
Hey,
it's
a question,
really a terrible habit.
About Family Feud.
Come on in here for a minute.
Not to change the topic from your son and Caligula, but do you notice that about every sixth or seventh episode, there is a white family that are all identical-looking blonde women? Are they breeding them in the back? I mean, how do they do this?
I'm not sure, but it's it's interesting. You want to climb up here with your boat?
Hey, buddy.
All right. Here, you can sit right up here.
New haircut. Right.
There you go.
Say hi. He looks great.
Yeah.
Can you hear the guys? Can you hear them?
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Good.
What are you doing today? Are you done with school for the year?
You know,
yeah?
I said yes.
Very good.
What did you do this morning?
Get a Venus flytrap.
You got it. You bought a Venus flytrap? What did you do before that? You went to play. You skated.
Skated.
How was skating today?
Good.
Did you go really fast?
Yeah.
So what's the story you were telling me this morning? There was a story about, you like stories about what, witches?
Yeah.
And you like stories about murky water? And you're not talking now because you're on the microphone, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you like chasing daddy around in his little machine that helps him walk?
Yeah.
Are you glad to be out of school? Can you say hi, Rob?
Hi, Rob.
Hey, you know what, Michael? If you like stories about witches, someday call me and I'll tell you all about a woman named Carrie Spiewak.
Carrie Spiewak. Can you say hi, Pony?
Hi, Pony.
Can you say hi, Dan O'Brien?
Hi, Dan O'Brien.
Hi.
Do you know what I, can you tell everybody, I tell you this all the time, what do I love more than anything else in the world? He pointed to himself.
Aw, I thought he was going to say Vicodin.
Say bye.
Bye.
Okay, see you later.
God, he's growing like a weed. I love his big boy haircut. It looks great.
I love that kid. Anyway, so where were we? You were talking about Family Feud.
Family Feud,
I'm a connoisseur of Family Feud.
And I know you are, because when you were teasing it, you said, well, the other day when they were playing Fast Money, you have to go to a certain level when you start
to
knowing
know that
the name.
That's what it's called.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know we've only got a couple of more shows this week. I crave a game show. I don't know why. Do you think, is there any way we could you and I just play some sort of one-on-one?
You know what? I know a fella who has access to like a Family Feud archive. Let me get in touch with him and we could do Fast Money together.
Let's do Fast Money.
Pony could host.
Maybe just one of the segments.
Yeah.
And we'll just do, like, maybe on Friday's show,
we'll just do
an episode of Fast Money. That would be a lot of fun.
Speaking of upcoming shows, we still need to discuss the intern bonus show, which I've got a name for, by the way.
We'll talk about that when we come back. And you are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. And we'll be right back, everybody.
Hello, boys. It's me, Shannon. You know, the Oscar Santana scholarship winner. Oscar just gave me another pep talk about how I need to start pulling my weight. So I'm going to help out by promoting Tech 411. It's amazing. Oscar is out right now with his Tech 411 co-host and best friend, Todd Moore. Todd's probably surfing the back plane of a router, if you catch my meaning. Anyway, tune in to Tech 411 on more broadcasting so Oscar can become a big success and I can keep milking him dry. Buy a master's degree.
Shannon in the morning.
Buy a master's degree.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love Omaha Steaks. You're going to love Omaha Steaks as well. If you want a great Father's Day tip, dads love steak.
They love it.
The best stuff comes from Omaha Steaks. Here's the perfect Father's Day gift. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks. This Father's Day, for only $49.99, you can get our limited edition Father's Day package by going to omahasteaks.com and entering TMOS in the search bar to apply the savings. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited time offer to our listeners for Father's Day. You will get 80% off Omaha Steaks' Father's Day package. That includes 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 boneless pork chops that are amazingly good.
Oh, the pork chops are unreal.
4 all-beef Omaha steak burgers, plus 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo Franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs. The meatballs are incredible because you can do so many different things with them. A full pound of steakhouse fries, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and Omaha steak seasoning packet, plus 4 additional burgers for free. We got all this in the package. It's amazing. Or we got all this package. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
It's amazing. You eat like a king for days for only $49.99. Get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type in TMOS in the search bar and add Father's Day package to your cart. Only $49.99. Don't wait, this offer ends soon. Omahasteaks.com. Type TMOS in the search bar and tell Dad to fire up the grill. We got all this package.
Julia got into the filet mignons, and they are so good.
Did she write the copy?
Yes, she did. Actually, no. little Michael did. It was his first try. I thought he did a great job.
We are doing... I was only gone a week and a half. Welcome back to the Mike O'Bara Show, everybody. And I will tell you that we are doing something special for the TMOS bonus show this week. This week, we are turning the keys over to the kids. It will be the interns featured for 1 hour of unprofessional radio fun on Friday's bonus show. We're very excited about that. Featuring Dan, let me know if I leave some out. Okay. Dan O'Brien.
Yes, he'll be here.
Ashley.
She will be here.
Diego.
He will be here.
Michael McIntosh.
Oh, we'll
no,
see.
No, no, no,
we'll
no,
get
no,
Mac. We'll get
no,
Mac.
No. What do you mean we'll get Mac? What's the deal?
We'll get him in here.
Well, no, tell me what's going on.
Well,
has anyone
spoken things that get in
Let's
the way.
Stop. Hold on. Rooster Porta. Number one. Got to remember who I'm working with today, folks. Has anyone called Mac to ask him whether he would be on the bonus show?
Well, we have a pretty.
No, no, direct question.
Studio.
Yes or no? Has
Not
anyone.
Yet. Not yet.
Jesus.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
You're in charge up there, pal.
Yep.
Nobody asked Michael McIntosh if he would be on the show?
Not yet.
He's scheduled for Thursdays.
Because
he's here for the bonus shows.
This is a window to what I live. This is when the clam up starts. This is when the clam up starts because nobody even asked him to be the one quirky intern that would really make the show possibly humorous, and no one has reached out to. Please, please focus on the show. Reach out and call him. Well, what's happened? Is it because I've been gone? Is that what it is? What's
no, it's
going
not
on?
That.
No.
It's the fact that I assumed he would be here because I thought he was. He's normally here for the bonus
he's
show.
He's normally here on Fridays.
Okay, that's a change then. Yeah. He'll be here. He'll be here. Adam will be here. Also, we will have Emmy here. We're going to have a full staff. We're going to have all the microphones open. Pony and I will be here, but we will not be participating in the show that I have called, Mike, Internal Affairs.
Internal Affairs on Friday's bonus show. We're going to just bring him in there. Have you designated a driver? Every show needs a person to drive the car. Have you designated who will be doing that?
Emmy will be in charge.
Who?
Emmy, the new female intern from the University of South Carolina because she has the most college radio experience.
Really?
Yes.
Emmy?
Mm-hmm.
Have I had the pleasure of
meeting
Emmy
I believe
yet?
You crossed paths with her one show last week because she started.
Yeah, she started
last
on
week.
Thursday.
You mean like when
the
I
week,
was on
the last show before you took off for surgery, I believe you met Emmy.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, so she's you think she's the one that's the right person for the job?
And I'm also going to prepare a list of topics that she may want to get into, intern-related topics, although they're not limited to those. And I encourage all interns to bring their own, I guess agenda is maybe not too strong a word for it, things they want to discuss. I would like to know things that have surprised them about the internship that they've encountered so far, right. Things that they like and dislike about the primary host. Okay. I'm back and forth as to whether or not I'd like them each to do F, Mary, Kill for each of the hosts.
Okay. Well, I might have a business when we get it. So they're all going to be gathering on Friday when we do the regular show. No, they're going to be taping it tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're taping.
So they will all be gathering for the regular show tomorrow. So at some point we'll have them all in the room. I'm going to pick their brains and see
good.
Because there may be, I may have a financial opportunity, albeit small, for the interns.
Like a magical reward?
Well, no, it's just something I've been down here. We're trying to figure out in my depleted condition how to get everything moved up north that we can, including a vehicle.
Okay.
And, I'm sitting there.
Oh,
going,
I see.
I'm pricing out these type of things. And I'm like, it really for a one-way flight down here from the D.C. area and then pick up the car up in Boston. I'm saying, you know, with what they're the exorbitant rates they want to do to haul a car up there for me. I was just, you know, Carl and I were chatting, and I was like, you know, I've got I got people that maybe need a little extra cash in their pocket, you know.
I would almost get the ball rolling today, but Dan O'Brien's had a bad couple weeks with his car. I'm not sure want him involved.
I don't think Dan O'Brien would be a yes in a million years. There was one person I thought that would probably do it, and that would be Diego.
Of course he would.
That's just the way Diego is. And in a strange way, Diego would be the guy that I think could handle it, you know.
Because he's a hotelier and in the service industry?
Well, I think I'd probably have to see some full driving records, and then I would also like to, you know, I'll probably have a conversation with Mr. Andrew, our company lawyer, just to to make sure that the proper documentation was signed before I, you know, before I turned over my vehicle to.
I would lock the glove box in any sort of cubby hole that might allow for storage of a small packet. Yeah.
Let me ask this question of you.
Okay.
In your intern days, would you, if you were going to say. Realize, say, a couple of hundred dollars out of this with the, you know, with the whole thing, the whole, all things being equal. Do you think that would be worth the time and effort to take on this type of task?
You would have to be able to also, you would have to be responsible for gas.
I'm paying for all the expenses. Yeah. How cheap do you think
that is? Well, no, I'm just saying
I'm going to give them $200 and say, here, get the car up and stay overnight in a hotel.
18-hour trip and don't fall asleep. I think that is more than, I would say $250 would be the ideal amount.
That's what I was thinking about, $250.
$250.
To get the job done, and then I'd get them on a plane and get them back to Virginia.
If you had made that offer to me back in the day, I would be on it like white on rice.
Would you do it?
Okay, absolutely.
That's what I was going to ask you about.
Because also back then you had that beautiful Mercedes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't have that anymore.
I know.
Anyway.
That's a great idea. We can do that.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure whether I even want to do it, but it's something where, you know, we're just trying to figure stuff out. And I don't know, for some reason, isn't that weird that I settled on the responsible Diego based on the fact that he's got a day job? He's probably not going to be able to do it because of that day job.
But, all I know is that you're going to be up in Boston. You're going to get a phone call and say, hi, Mike, it's Diego. I'm in Bluemont. Something's happened.
No, there would be the proper legalese that would, you know, if anything horrible happened, death, dismemberment, kidnapping, and then on the other side, he'd have to sign paperwork that, you know, making sure there's not a scratch on that car when it arrives in Boston.
You're going to have to forfeit that check, yeah. Mr. Garcia.
I have to do all the math. And if I can get to the number that I'm trying to get to and make it worth the intern's while, and because it includes a lot of factors.
Yes.
Because I think one, probably two hotel nights, you know, at a Red Roof Inn.
One hotel night. He can plan it. So really, it's that, one.
That's like, let me see.
That's saving you $49.
You're right. Okay. We'll cover that tomorrow when the interns all pop in and see what's
what if,
right?
Mike, and before we get there, let's try to plan one step ahead. What if there's a bidding war? What if more than one intern wants it?
I will need to do the interview process and find out about because the part of the interview process for me will be, have you done something like this before? Have you taken a long trip in a vehicle before?
Right.
And, you know, it could be kind of fun. And I'd buy them dinner when they were down here as well, you know, and buy them a nice, you know, burger at McDonald's. On your way, boy. We'll see what happens. Yes, I am cheap. Yes, I am taking advantage of intern
labor. So not
labor.
Dinner with you. Just
no.
Dinner.
No,
just dinner.
Of course.
No, there'll be a bag in the passenger seat. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You know what makes this funny? They know I'm serious.
It's serious as a heart attack.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Bara Show, everybody. Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Steve Bridges. Did you know that Steve has been on the air since 1965? That's nearly 100 years. He is a member of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He got the nickname Captain Steve when he served at Pearl Harbor. Steve invented the phrase, the 10th caller wins. He wears glasses, not for vision, but only to make himself look smarter. Steve played Mickey in the popular 1950s show Circus Boy. His cartoon-styled voice inspired the character of Joe Rockhead. And he owns and operates the Mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009, which happens to be the best show on KCJJ. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, KCJJ. You are the best.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. My PT person that's helping me recover from my hip surgery came in the other day and said, "Oh, you've got an advantage." And she was speaking about the fact that I have my fabulous Sleep Number bed.
Oh, that's great.
Which really has all the wonderful little gadgets on it that help me get the perfect firmness to rehab this hip of mine. It also raises and lowers the top and the bottom that makes it just an absolute, I don't know how I'd live without it right now. You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number. I love the product so much. Consider this, it lasts twice as long as an innerspring. And bottom line, can you really afford another restless night's sleep? It's fantastic. The Sleep Number bed adjusts on each side to your ideal firmness. Great bed for couples. 91% of owners recommend Sleep Number, and J.D. Power has ranked it highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses for 2 years in a row. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. It's the perfect bed. I've told you that. Get yours soon. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. Last night, my Sleep IQ was a 95, and I feel great. Now is the best time to come to a Sleep Number store during their semi-annual sale, where a queen C2 mattress is only $699.99. You will only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061 and be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
News.
When Ariana Grande said that her Manchester benefit this Saturday would include some of the biggest names in music, it seemed kind of hard to believe that she could pull something together so fast. But good news, I'm leading with this today because it's happening. It's called One Love Manchester Show. And as of last night, the bill included Justin Bieber, Coldplay, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Pharrell, Niall Horan, Usher, the British group Take That, and the Black Eyed Peas. That
wow.
is a wonderful, wonderful
fast turnaround.
Deal.
Good for her.
Yeah. Good for her and good for the people there and positive and, you know.
Good morale.
Fact
yeah.
is, look, no matter what happens when something like this is horrible, you do have to remember it's the one nugget out of a sea of nuggets that's the bad seed.
Yeah.
And a lot of good will come out of this and a lot of support for those families. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Ariana is offering free tickets to fans who were at her Manchester Arena show last week. The venue has a capacity of 50,000 people. Obviously, security will be very tight. Mm-hmm. Fans are being asked not to bring bags. Proceeds will benefit victims and their families. So hats off to her, because I would imagine quite a trauma for that young lady.
Yes.
Even though she
yeah.
was the person, you know, not directly impacted.
I can't even imagine. I can't imagine how it must be for her. That's tough.
Just terrible. But she's making a positive out of it, and that takes guts. Andy Cohen is hosting the new version of Love Connection.
We need that because the original was so great.
Chuck Willery.
Yeah.
Hi, Chuck Willery with my Rolex.
Back in 2 and 2.
Connection, Love Connection will include gay contestants. Well, I can't imagine why that would be. No, just making a joke. That shouldn't be shocking. Andy is openly gay, and you know it's 2017.
What?
But there weren't any there weren't any gay singles on the original show. So you know what? I love the move to make a more inclusive Love Connection.
Yeah, but it's also it's been 30 years. I think this kind of goes without saying. I mean, it's kind of obvious that this is going to be okay, and this is the way the community mm-hmm. things have changed. And
right.
And Chuck Willery is gone, and he's a dick. So I'm glad that he's in the rear view. So
well,
that
couldn't have
too.
Happened when Chuck Willery was hosting. Mm-hmm. And but if the other guy that auditioned back in the day had gotten the hosting gig, Charles Nelson Reilly,
oh, yes.
it would have been a different. yeah, I've watched Match Game too, and Rob, I will tell you, Match Game doesn't hold up.
It's
just so meandering when you look at it. It's just all over
too
the place
orange.
Yeah, it's just I try to get into Match Game now. I don't as much.
It depends
as
on the panel. If you get a good panel, you're okay.
Early on, Andy Cohen checked with Fox to make sure gay singles could be featured, and he got the all clear. He said, quote, "I think it's just kind of this post-gay world we all live in, where it's just another part of this dating show." Totally agree.
Of course.
But it's still a big deal. He said, quote, "The more visibility, the better. A network show where you have gay people dating, I think that's great." So here's to Andy Cohen, Love Connection coming back on the air. And I also think he's a good choice
yeah.
for the host.
And you know, also, since he's hosting, they're bringing in cross-eyed contestants, which is great.
Oh, good.
That's very, very nice. That's send the letters to Rob.
SPEWAK.
SPEWAK. by DC Comics to build a Marvel-style cinematic universe got off to a pretty rough start, but it sounds like they are finally on track. Wonder Woman has the best Rotten Tomatoes score of any of the recent DC or Marvel movies. I will tell you, they have hit it out of the park with this young lady that they are casting as Wonder Woman. She is absolutely made for the role. I don't remember the name of the actress, but I know she was like part of the Israeli army, and she's fit and she's beautiful.
I watched all the clips on YouTube, the movie, and I'm not a big superhero movie guy anymore because of the way they've changed them. It looks cool. Fantastic. It's also a period piece. It takes place in the 40s. It's very cool.
It rated 96% fresh, which tops the Avengers at 92%, Iron Man at 94%, and Guardians of the Galaxy at 91%. But the highest rated superhero movie wasn't made by DC or Marvel. It's Pixar's The Incredibles, which has a rating of 97%. I know you've seen The Incredibles. Do you think that that deserves that higher rating?
It was so great an animated movie. This is the praise I give it. About half hour into it, I forgot I was watching an animated movie. It was just a movie to me. But I also don't qualify it as a superhero movie because I think the superhero movies have to take place in those superhero universes. I think that they just created the thing. But yeah, as far as the Pixar movies go, I think that's second only to the original Monsters, Inc.
All right, very good. Very good. Let's move on. A ridiculous new survey, and the ones I like the most are the ridiculous ones. By BuzzFeed, asked people if they'd lick different things for $20.
Oh, here, like my here son Robert.
And I'm not sure if they put this. I'm looking down here and seeing if they put. No, they're all random. They're all over the place. Number one is a dollar from a convenience store. 68% would lick it. 32% wouldn't. Would you lick a dollar
for $20? Yeah, I think I would.
A dollar from a convenience store.
Sure.
I'm not sure. The Grizzlies and stuff like that. Number two, your best friend's foot. 65% would, 35% wouldn't.
I don't think I'd do that.
Depends on the friend.
Pony, you don't have any friends. You can't answer.
Well, I'll tell you something, fellas. My best friend is my wife, so I say yay, yay, yay. Bring on that foot for $20. Thank you very much.
Kiss
How about
ass.
That answer? Yeah, thank you. Number three, a random dog.
A random dog.
Where do you lick it? That's the question I have.
That's true. I mean, like, the snoot would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The snoot? You mean the snout?
Yeah, we call it a snoot.
The snoot?
That's a game I play with Linus. I grab his face. I go, snoot!
They love
that. Would you go tongue-to-tongue with Linus?
No, I don't think so.
All right, no $20 for you. 53% would, 47% wouldn't. A stranger's iPhone screen. 42% would, 58% wouldn't.
I would.
Yeah,
an iPhone screen? Yeah, nothing to it.
I would as long as it wasn't Jason Bishop's screen.
Oh.
That's it. Thank you. Number five, underwear at a store that looks clean but may have been tried on. If it looks clean, it's in the package, right?
Yeah.
Some people pay to do that.
38% Pony. Would. Thanks, Pony. Thanks for that tip-in. 62% wouldn't. The bottom of your own shoe, not on a dare.
No.
I wouldn't touch it. It's Mm-mm. disgusting.
No.
37% would, 63% wouldn't. A toad. Would you lick a toad?
Well, they say that because there's that urban legend about licking a toad to get high.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and the warts thing. And
yeah, I would say no, though. I don't think so.
All right, hold on. Let me see here. The toad, it says 29% would, 71% wouldn't.
Yeah.
As I go into a total reclining position here. Struggling every minute of the show to get into a comfortable position. The floor of a McDonald's, 12% would, 88%
no.
wouldn't. A stranger's foot. Your best friend's foot is different than a stranger's foot.
Yeah.
10% wouldn't lick us. 10% would do it. 90% wouldn't. A stranger's earbuds. Only 8% would. 92% wouldn't. Dead fish. 5% would. 95% wouldn't. I wouldn't. I'd feel like disease.
Yeah, you get sick.
Well, how long has it been dead?
Well, probably a while.
Oh, then no.
I'm not there, Rob. I didn't do the survey.
Okay.
And number 12, a stranger's armpit. Only 4% would lick a stranger's armpit, 96% wouldn't.
I don't know. It would depend on the stranger and if she was pretty.
Well, what if it was a dude?
Then no. Right, unless he was
good.
Pretty.
That's a, that well that's a, oh no, don't no. No!
What?
Carla!
Oh, did you drop your kicker?
I dropped my effing kicker.
We can end on licking an armpit if you want.
Yeah.
No, we can't. That's not how I roll. Oh, my God.
Carla, we need you. Sweetie,
Carla,
honey.
I'm helpless. I'm an invalid.
Can you come lick the kicker for $20? No, Mike, don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, here she comes. She's getting the kicker. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe he has the
kicker.
She saved
the day.
Yes, she is the best. Yeah. She is the greatest.
By the way, thank you for the padding. There's a 25-year-old guy named Sanchez Ramos who works at a T-Mobile store in Pinellas Park, Florida. Last year, he pleaded guilty to fraud for artificially inflating his sales commission numbers, and he got 18 months probation.
All right.
But here's the weird thing. T-Mobile let him keep his job. Seems kind of surprising
to me.
But I'm thinking he's not going to survive strike two, because on Friday afternoon, a woman brought in her phone for service and Sanchez found the woman's sex video on it. So he emailed it to himself from her phone.
Oh,
but clever.
But because he's an idiot and not very good at technology, he didn't delete the email from her sent folder. So she noticed that someone had emailed themselves her video. Because she was very technologically savvy.
Yes.
And Sanchez was arrested for felony use of an electronics device because he sent the sex tape to
him. Sex video, yeah.
Lady who did the sex video, no problem at all. And when asked why he did it, Sanchez said, well, it was really hot. And I thought I could get away with it or something. There you go. That's why I wanted to read it.
I like it. Suddenly it was very hot.
Rob's got some little sounds coming up here. We're almost at the end of the second show back from major surgery, getting cut open like a haddock. Hope you're all enjoying the show. Thank you for your calls on Wide Open Wednesday. Rob's little sounds coming up with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. We'll be right back.
Men, are you tired of radio? All those yakety yaks filling your heads with nonsense day in, day out? After a long day at work, don't you just want your pipe and slippers and some measurable entertainment? Well, here at More Industries, we strive every day to make podcasts that bring the funny. Take the Mike O'Meara Show and the Bonus Hour, for instance. This joyful bantering of ball-busting humor lightens the load of your drudging life. Shows like Cake and Cookies and the Robin Joe Show bring great merriment to all who listen. Tech 411 provides useful computer-age knowledge, while Omeracast ties together the whole shebang. And, of course, the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein has guests. Over here, we see our newest machine, the DGH-4000. It can crank out 50 jokes an hour. Let's see what it says. Hobble-doo-gee. Ah, well, back to the drawing board. TMOS and More Industries, making the funny just for you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Hello, musicians.
Yes.
How would you like a big break? I want to always say thank you to all the musicians that have already sent in their auditions. We're going to be narrowing things down as the summer goes on, but you're musicians, so I know you have to be reminded.
Right.
This is not a last-minute thing. We're going to be buttoning this up mid-summer. We're paying a lot of attention to all the different audition tapes that are coming in, and you could be the opening act for TMOS Live in NOLA. Just send us a note and a video sample of your band's music, and you could be on stage with us. It's band at MikeOMaraShow.com. That address again is band at MikeOMaraShow.com, or click the TMOS Live button on our website. It's your first step to superstardom. We're not only going to put you on the stage at the Live NOLA show, we will promote your band. We will interview your band. We will talk about your band. And that's our way of paying our price, where we're going to get you on the website and featured. And it's very, very exciting. So please, without further ado, get that in there and do it today. We'd love to see your band on stage with us in NOLA. Send it to, did I give the address?
Yes, band at MikeOMaraShow.com. And thank you for the submissions that you've already sent. Appreciate it.
Here's Rob Spiewak with the Audio Vault. Take it away, Robbie.
Mike, his name is Little Asher, and he's in one of the most horrifying places you can send a toddler, a petting zoo. Have you ever had taken little Michael to a petting zoo and had any bad situations? I remember I was
taking him to the real zoo, not a petting zoo.
I was, as a youth, chased by a pig. I was chased by a goat. Right. None of these exist on video because of my age. But when Asher was combing a goat, the goat farted. And I do love Asher's...
I saw this video. I did not hear the sound, so I'm looking forward to seeing
it. I like Asher's response to this. This is the farting goat.
There you go, Asher.
Once again, please, because it is so short.
There you go, Asher.
Poor Asher. Is there anything?
He loved every minute of it. Come on.
Is there anything more iconic in the world of computers than this guy?
You've got mail.
Remember? Oh. I mean, that was the whole, they made a movie about it. AOL and mail.
You've got mail.
His name is Elwood Edwards. And you know what he's doing now? You know what he's parlayed his all of his computer experience into? He's driving for Uber in Ohio.
Okay.
And a lady found out who he was and posted this video.
Kind of shows you the success of voiceovers and the fact that I used to live in a world where voiceovers were an exclusive club with a bunch of people, and then the internet happened, and now everybody does it. So they don't have to pay anybody anymore, so you have to become an Uber driver.
That's right.
You've got mail.
So here is
Elwood. Walker. I'll be taking you to the hotel. Thank you very much. Right.
Please fasten your seatbelt. Anyway, here is Elwood Edwards when he found out, revealed to an Uber passenger what his job was. Passenger shot this video.
This is my Uber driver, and he just told me something very special, that he's the voice behind...
Welcome. You've got mail.
No way! Do it again. Do it again.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Yay. Okay, what's your name?
Elwood Edwards.
Elwood Edwards. Thank you.
You bet.
So that's what he's doing now.
It's such a sad segment.
It really is.
Sad little piece of tape. I think that's old, too. I think that's been around for a while. I think that guy has been floating around. You never know online.
You can't tell.
Where stuff comes from.
So, Mike, this is the same age as you, and I play this for a reason. Do you remember this jingle?
A Kellogg's Good Morning, the best to you each morning. K-E-L-L-O-W-G,
no way.
Kellogg's best to you.
No, that's older than even me.
That's 1959,
that.
But they used that jingle for a while. And I
would have been, believe it or not, even with my advanced age, I would have been in utero in that particular situation.
But they did use it, even though it debuted in 1959, they used it for a while, and I bring it up for a reason. Tomorrow marks the 50th anniversary of the American release of the album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and did you know it's that very jingle that inspired John Lennon to write this song? I did not know this. He thought it was just a relentless good morning message, and so Kellogg's is actually partially responsible for the album Sgt. Pepper's. I thought that was pretty cool. Huh. Now, speaking of older rockers...
Hold it. What made you think that was cool?
Because that's the inspiration for one of the songs on the greatest album ever made.
Pony, did you...
I already knew that.
Did you think that was cool?
I thought it was great. I was thinking about cereal. I'm sorry.
So that makes you think of cereal.
Yes.
All right. Cornflakes. Nice.
That is you. That is Rob. That is as masturbatory a tape that you have ever played on the Audio Vault.
Oh, no, it's like, not. I've done so much worse than that.
A jingle from 300 years ago that inspired a second-tier song from a Beatle.
Well, it
God,
was.
Do you love the Beatles?
But it's the album, like the 50th anniversary.
Do they need any more promotion, for the love of God?
Paul needs money. That's what
Jesus
it boils down to. Paul needs
Christ.
Money. Now, speaking of rockers who need money, Mike, this is sad. This is going to bring you sadness. Gene Simmons.
Heart transplant after that.
Gene Simmons is now, how old would you guess?
65.
67. And he says, there's not many years left.
You know, we're the hardest working band in show business. I wear over 40 pounds of studs, armor, and all that stuff. 7-inch platform heels. Spitfire. I have to fly through the air and do all that stuff. If Bono or Jagger, who we all love, had to dress up and do what I do, they couldn't last an hour.
Oh, shut up, Gene. Because Bono and Jagger have the raw talent where they don't have to put on a clown suit to
exactly.
do a rock show.
You don't need to put on wires and fly up in the air and spit fire.
That's the delusion there. That's the self-promotion. And it's like, if Bono or Jagger had to do... Oh, is that... So you're in that rarefied air, Gene? Okay. And you know what's neat about Bono or Jagger?
What?
Bono and Jagger walk off stage and people know who they are.
That's right.
You walk off, it's like, here's the guy with the tongue.
This is the guy that has to go up in the air. And
hey,
spit fire.
I will tell you this, though. In my humble estimation, well, I haven't interviewed Bono or Mick Jagger, but I will tell you, Gene Simmons, wonderful interview.
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful interview. No filter.
Because he was Gene Simmons, and he gave me what I wanted, that lovely, arrogant Gene Simmons, which was so much fun.
So he gives it about 3 more years, and I think when they stop performing as Kiss, that's when he totally will become Jackie Mason. That is my prediction.
Well, so I'm going to sit there and put the 40-pound platform shoes on. I still go to see them and sugar the thing.
All right, let us close with this. When you present to a child that they're going to have a sibling, when they tell them that mom is pregnant, right? You want a good reaction, something
exciting.
I got
the closing, Rob. You're all set.
Okay, you're set? Okay. Uh-huh. So here is a kid being told that he's going to get a little brother or sister.
What is that? Is that a baby?
Is that a baby?
That's the baby in mommy's belly. What do you think?
I'm undecided.
You're undecided?
The child is undecided. But it is a weighty issue, and I can dig that. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Hold on a second. There, hey, I closed it. Fantastic. Now I'm going to play this.
Thank Perfect.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. Are you still seeing my video picture?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. I'm sorry. I did that and everything went wrong.
Oh, dear.
The theme of today's show. Update our new app. Unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with the two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. And our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Send us stuff. We talk about it on Thursday with the mailbag. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
You've got mail.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.